I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is A Commitment Like Ruth's. Our scripture is Ruth 1, verses 16 and 17. But Ruth said, "Do not plead with me to leave you or to turn back from you. For where you go, I will go, and where you sleep, I will sleep. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death separates me from you." Today we're looking at one of the most beautiful expressions of love, loyalty, and faith in all of Scripture. Ruth's words to Naomi are more than just a vow of companionship. They are a declaration of faith, a commitment to a new life, and an example for us in our walk with God. Ruth's unwavering commitment is point number one. Ruth was a Moabite, an outsider. She had no obligation to follow Naomi. In fact, Naomi even encouraged her to return to her people, yet Ruth chose to stay. Why? Because her love for Naomi was deep, and her faith had grown strong. She was not just following Naomi, she was choosing Naomi's God as her own. In our application with this, commitment is more than just words. It is a decision to stay faithful even when it is difficult. As believers, we are called to make this same kind of commitment to God, to our families, to our community, and to His church. Our second point in this is a willingness to leave behind the past. Ruth's decision required sacrifice. She left her homeland, her traditions, and all that was familiar. She stepped into uncertainty because she believed in something greater. How can we put this into application? Well, following God often means leaving behind what is comfortable, requires stepping out in faith, trusting that where He leads is better than where we have been. Point number three is a declaration of faith. Ruth's words, "Your God will be my God," mark a turning point. She was not just committing to Naomi, she was embracing the one true God. This was a statement of salvation and surrender. How can we apply this? Well, have we made that same declaration? Have you surrendered fully to God, saying, "Where you go, I will go"? True faith requires full devotion. Our last point is number four, and that is a commitment until death. Ruth's pledge was not temporary. She was not following Naomi until it was convenient or easy. She was making a lifetime vow, even beyond death. How can we apply this to our lives? Well, God calls us to a lifetime of faithfulness. We must remain steadfast, knowing that our walk with Christ is a journey that extends beyond this life and into eternity. Let's wrap it up. Ruth's commitment to Naomi is a picture of the kind of commitment we should have to God. Her loyalty, her faith, and her willingness to follow serve as a model for us today. Will we choose to follow Christ with the same determination? Will we say to God, "Where you lead, I will follow"? Lord, give us hearts like Ruth. Strengthen our faith, deepen our commitment, and help us to follow you wholeheartedly, no matter the cost. I'm Jason Brown, pastor without a pulpit. This is your faith for today.